This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom McNeil. Myanmar's new leader said the military government plans an investigation into alleged fraud in last year's elections and will prioritize a COVID-19 outbreak in the economy. A state-run newspaper said that Senior General Min Aung Hlaing announced the moves Tuesday at the first meeting of his new government after Monday's coup. The military had said one of its reasons for ousting the elected civilian government of Aung San Suu Kyi was because it failed to properly investigate its voter fraud allegations. The State Union Election Commission, 4 days before the military takeover, had declared there were no significant problems with the vote. Russian police detained more than 900 people at protests Tuesday that supported Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who was sentenced by a court to spend more than 2.5 years in prison. After the sentencing, Navalny's allies called for protests in the center of Moscow. Navalny's lawyer said the anti-corruption blogger would actually serve 2 years and 8 months in jail because of time already spent under house arrest. They are to appeal the sentence. The United States, Britain, Germany, and the EU have all urged Moscow to immediately free Navalny. As they continue searching for the source of the COVID-19 outbreak in Wuhan, China, World Health Organization investigators made a planned visit to a research center in the central Chinese city. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. China has strongly denied that possibility and has promoted theories that the virus may have originated elsewhere. The WHO team that includes experts from 10 nations has already visited hospitals, research institutes, and a traditional wet market tied to the original outbreak. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.